From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Just days after he revealed JPMorgan Chase lost nearly $2.5 billion because of bad trades, CEO Jamie Dimon faced shareholders in Tampa. Dimon weathered a vote that would have taken away his title as chairman. Shareholders also took no drastic actions. Member station WUSF Steve Newborn has more.
One of those shareholders, the Reverend Seamus Finn of Washington, D.C., asked Dimon to stop trying to block the Dodd-Frank legislation aimed at regulating Wall Street after the 2008 financial crisis. He spoke after the meeting.
Up until now, 4 years later, we've basically been getting, you know, all sorts of efforts on their part to thwart the major piece of legislation that was put in place, not to make it better. So we would like them to take the opportunity to make it better.
None of the proposals offered today to change the way the company does business were approved. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney made a stop in Iowa today. He took aim at President Barack Obama's economic stimulus package. We get more from Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters.
On the same week the Obama campaign released an attack ad against Romney aimed at Iowa and other key swing states, calling him a job destroyer because of his time with Bain Capital, the former Massachusetts governor was touting his private business experience as key in turning around the nation's debt.
When the men and women who settled the Iowa prairie saw a fire in the distance, they didn't look around for someone else to save them or go back to sleep and hope the wind might change directions. They knew that survival was up to them. A prairie fire of debt is sweeping across Iowa and across the nation.
This was Romney's first stop in Iowa since effectively locking up the Republican presidential nomination. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
Mexican author Carlos Fuentes, whose novel sought to illustrate the failed ideals of the Mexican Revolution, has died. Mexico's Natural Culture of the Arts confirming his death today in a Mexico City hospital. One of the country's most celebrated writers, Fuentes was reportedly being treated for heart problems. In a 2002 interview on NPR's Morning Edition, Fuentes said he knew he wanted to write, but said his father, a career diplomat, had advised him to have other skills to fall back on.
I have a law degree and I'm interested in many things, but I wanted to be a writer since I was a child. I started writing my first stories when I was 7 years old.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon, in a message on his Twitter account, said, "I deeply lament the death of Fuentes." President Obama will be meeting with congressional leaders at the White House tomorrow to talk about some of his economic proposals. Mr. Obama has called on Congress to pass initiatives eliminating tax incentives for companies that ship jobs overseas and has also been pushing for new tax credits for small businesses and for companies to develop clean energy. Stocks logged their third day of losses today. The blue chips were down 63 points to close at 12,632. The Nasdaq fell 8 points. This is NPR. Testimony at the trial of former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards shows his campaign finance chairman provided Edwards' mistress, Rael Hunter, with a $9,000 a month allowance. The trial focuses on whether Edwards used campaign contributions improperly in seeking to keep Hunter a secret during his presidential campaign. Records introduced at Edwards' trial show money also went for private jets, stays at luxury hotels, and a $20,000 a month California mansion. Edwards has pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations and faces up to 30 years in prison. Federal advisors are recommending the Food and Drug Administration approve the first over-the-counter home test for AIDS virus. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, an FDA advisory committee has concluded the benefits of the test outweigh any risks.
The test is called the OraQuick In-Home HIV Test. It lets people test themselves for HIV using a saliva sample. It produces results in 20 minutes. The company that makes the test says it would help fight the AIDS epidemic by making it easier for people to find out if they're infected. There are other tests people can use to check themselves for HIV at home, but they still have to send the samples to a lab to get analyzed. During a day-long hearing, an FDA advisory committee wrestled with concerns that the test might falsely reassure too many people because it's not 100% accurate. The FDA doesn't have to follow the panel's advice, but it usually does. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Record price for a rare Leica camera at an auction in Vienna. German camera built in 1923, fetching a cool 2.16 million euros or $2.8 million, making it the most expensive camera ever sold at auction. Anonymous bidder won the battle for the camera, one of just 25. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.